Sports Betting Brethren, hey, bring it up, and thanks for stopping by here on Tuesday, December 7th, 2021, as we bring in the Wolf Line quantitative analytics app picks, selections. Guys, if you're not understanding the markets and how the market works in the sports betting world, and you think you have a model or you saw something on SportsCenter or you have a gut feeling, trying to help you out. And that's what we do. SportsBetUniversity.com helps educate, helps teach beginner and struggling sports bettors how to consistently bet like a shark. And using quantitative analytics, using betting tools, using market tools is the way to go. You really don't need to know a shortstop from a left fielder if you know how to read the markets, use the markets, and bet profitably. So that's what we're going to do. We have the Wolfline quantitative analytics app. The Wolfline.com is the only one of its kind. It shows you quantitatively against the spread, money line, and total wagers. You get a free trial. You get stopped over there. Let them know that Boyd at SportsBetUniversity.com sent you. We're going to get into several picks here coming up. We have some college picks. We have some NHL picks. And so we're going to get started next on those for you. Here we go. So the first thing I'm going to tell you is if you understand the markets, and the markets meaning you conceptually just understand the liquidity of the market, the size of the market, certainly an NFL game, any NFL game is going to be just massive, massive, massive compared to, say, a small college basketball game. Small college basketball is one of which we have for you next. And one of the first selections here is Old Dominion in college hoops tonight. Old Dominion is actually on the road. We're going to go with a play with Old Dominion. And let me kind of just describe what we're seeing here on the charts at the Wolf Line. Basically, there's yellow, orange, and red. There's significant, highly significant, and extremely significant in the markets. And you can look at these indicators and the charts, the graphs, and understand you can do correction trading, the old buy low, sell high, or momentum. You know, if you think an asset such as a team is momentum wise just, you know, on a tear, and the other one's just going complete opposite direction, you'd be more of a momentum trader if it's something you're looking for, sort of a bounce back and a correction based on some of the charts and things you've seen. If you feel like this asset is overbought or oversold, you would go on the correction side of things. And so this one is basically on the momentum side. You've got Old Dominion with two upticks recently, and you've got William and Mary just on a down trend. And so I don't think you want to get in front of that bus, taking Old Dominion tonight, minus the 8. And that's the first play we have for you. So next up, we have another college hoops game, and this is going to be on the under, more of a correction kind of a thing, where you have Princeton and Bucknell. Currently, the total's right at 150.5. And we feel like that total is a bit high. You've got some significant indicators going off about all the way back to about 10 periods back. So it just seems like this is maybe a little bit too steep of a total. And the last two games, you've had these teams both go over, upticks to the over. And again, if you're looking at this chart, you very easily, quickly see, looks like there's a lot of opportunity, a lot of air underneath that total. So under 150.5, Princeton Bucknell. All right, guys, next hockey play coming up. We have the Minnesota Wild and the Edmonton Oilers, and we are looking at the under, 6.5. Holy crow. Last three and four, they've been upticks. Actually, three of the four have been upticks. And it seems just like, the, you know, a scenario where, again, correction trading size, got a red, extremely significant indicator in the three periods back, five periods back. There's an orange, it's highly significant, and you got three yellows. So it just looks like, you know, hard thing to pass up, especially with the total at that particular level. So there you go. There's your second NHL pick under 6.5, Edmonton, Minnesota. Going to switch back to one last college hoops game here, guys. And it's always kind of a good indication. We originally looked at this game, it was about 142 on the under South Dakota, Northern Colorado game. That line's gone down about 140.5. So looking at the under Northern Colorado and the 140.5. Those are five games we have from the Wolf Line today. All right, guys, once again, thanks for your listenership and appreciate the insights and the questions you might have as follow-up. You can always email us at info@sportsbetuniversity.com. Want to also let you know to get over to the Wolf Line. Let them know that Boyd at sportsbetuniversity.com sent you, so we can get you a free trial. Make sure you can drive this Ferrari, get a practice with it. Use those paper trades. Get used to the machine before you start to use real bullets if you need to and want to. And I want to remind you that we'll be back tomorrow with more picks and selections. We track this profit and loss, doing very well in college basketball and incorporating some football here and there. So love it, love it, love it. Again, thank you for your listenership. We'll talk to you tomorrow.